I decided I was going to go into social work. I've always felt, in a way, that I was guided in this way because I started thinking about what was then called an almoner, which was social work in hospital. I don't know which came first. I think it was a talk by an old girl of the school. She gave a talk about her work as an almoner, and I became very interested in this. And then a neighbour's son-in-law produced literature, leaflets, about becoming an almoner. So that was how that idea developed in my mind. And as I say, I've always felt in a way that that was what I was led to.
So then you went to university?
Mm-hmm. I went to London, to the LSE, and studied sociology. I was able to get a place in one of the halls of residence. So I met a tremendous variety of people. A very large number of the people were overseas students. So this was the first time, really, that I met a large number of people from all sorts of different parts of the world, which I found, you know, tremendously enlarging.
So where did you go to church?
Hind Street Methodist Church. We used to meet on a Sunday afternoon, and there would be at least 200 people, probably, from all over London. Either you could stay to the service at Hind Street, or people would go off to services elsewhere. I mean, I used to go, because the Hall of Residence was in Holborn, so I used to go, and sometimes on a Sunday morning as well, to Kingsway Hall to hear Dr. Donald Soper. And we went on other times to hear Dr. Leslie Weatherhead at City Temple.
So how did your faith change at that time?
As a student, you have all sorts of different influences. I mean, not only the study, which involved all sorts of different academic disciplines, psychology, sociology, and so forth, which I hadn't met before. And there were student groups that met for Bible study and discussion. So there was lots and lots of discussion and questioning. I remember reading books by Dr. Leslie Weatherhead and by C.S. Lewis and so on. And I think feeling probably more firm in my faith.